Welcome to Cannabis Health Radio, a podcast where we share stories from people around the world who are using cannabis as medicine. The information is meant to raise awareness about the health benefits of cannabis, but should not be taken as medical advice. Now, here are your hosts, Ian Jessup and Corey Yelland.
And welcome, everyone. Here we are again with another episode of Cannabis Health Radio. I'm Ian Jessup.
And I'm Corey Yelland.
Now, uterine cancer is the most common cancer of the female reproductive system, with more than 95% of such cancers beginning in the lining of the uterus called the endometrium. Now, uterine cancer is the sixth most common cause of cancer death among women in the United States. Now, after being diagnosed in March of this year with uterine cancer, our guest today began taking cannabis oil, and she recently got word that she is now cancer-free. But because she lives in an illegal state, she does not want us to use her real name and wants us to call her Honey. And Honey, you're the first woman I've ever called Honey outside of my wife. Thank you.
Well, hi, nice to be here. It is kind of fun, Honey. You know, you'll call the store and they'll say, well, who should I call back? And you say, Honey, and they start to giggle. So,
Honey, what was it like for you when you got the news that you were cancer-free?
Well, when I got that news, and sitting right there in front of the naturopath, and it occurred to me that through my whole journey, I hadn't envisioned hearing what I wanted to hear. So I wouldn't have put that in there had I thought of it.
Yeah, it's... Go ahead.
It was extremely exciting. My husband was with me, and we felt the presence of, I'm going to say source, God, universe, whatever you call your higher power, I'm good with that. You're going to hear me call that entity all kinds of things that are beautiful. And that presence was with us as well. And it's... The joy in my heart is so full, like I'll just be walking around and it just spills out. So I just start to cry and I go, like it's so exciting.
That's going to be hard for some people to relate to.
Yeah, well, I've worked really hard to raise my vibration to be there. I like it better there. So. For those who are listening, laughter raises your frequency. So I do a lot of laughing.
Okay, that's good. So you get this diagnosis that you have cancer. What happens next?
Well, my husband and I were grocery shopping when I got the call. And as soon as we got out of the store, we got in the car and we held hands. And we immediately went to source. And we said, we cancel all fear around this diagnosis. And we ask that you guide us, show us the way. And, you know, and then there were no more words exchanged on our drive home because you got to take it in. Mm-hmm. And when I got home, we put away groceries and I went out to the fire pit and burned some boxes. And I was standing there and I was talking to the universe and I'm like, I'm not ready to go. And I heard, we know. And I think that's kind of cool too, that I come to learn through my journey that we have multiple opportunities in which to leave the planet or stay. And so I felt that my choice to stay was going to be honored, but I had to do the work and walk it out. So when I called Corey, right after I burned the garbage, I told her, I just see me walking through this. And that's exactly what I did.
Do you remember that, Corey?
I do. I do remember that because she was so positive.
Yeah, it's, I guess it's a contradiction to all the other people who experience fear, which is totally understandable when you get a diagnosis from the medical profession that you've only got months to live or you've got cancer and and here are the treatment options we have. And I think, honey, what you knew intuitively was that there was another way, correct?
Absolutely.
And that fear would immobilize you.
Correct.
And because fear does that. I mean, it absolutely does. And, you know, when people come to me often, they're like, oh, my gosh, I sure hope this works. And with you, it was like, I don't remember your exact words, but it was like you just knew you were going to do this.
Well, I had listened to all the stories, the people who went before me. Their stories impacted my life. And I hope that my story impacts someone else's.
Oh, I think it will. I think definitely. Well, I mean, every person that we interview has a story that may impact someone else around the world. And that's the purpose of what we do here. That's why Corey and I got together and established Cannabis Health Radio 5 years ago. And, I mean, Corey's been doing... helping people for, I guess, a decade now, Corey.
Yes.
And she saved, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of lives. And I think your story is really exceptional because you didn't let fear drive what you did. You intuitively raised your vibration through laughter, and you just knew somehow that you were going to defeat this, beat it, or whatever term you want to use. Does that sound right to you, honey?
Yeah, I was determined to hang on to that thread of life. You know, and I was sick because I felt my life force waning. I don't care to feel that ever again.
What were some of the symptoms?
We got you,
go ahead.
We got you started on oil. And it was a multi-strain oil that you were taking, I think 4-to-1 ratio, high THC. You started doing it, did you do it all orally or did you do suppository? Share a little bit of that time of what you were doing with the oil, please.
Okay. Well, first of all, I know how busy Corey is and I asked the universe to make a way. And she got back to me like we were connected in 20 minutes of reaching out to her. And I know she was swamped on her end. So right out of the gate, I knew the universe was doing their part. They were going to open the doors for me. And remember, my job was to walk through those doors. So Corey pointed me in the right direction, and I took cannabis oil. I was on my treatment within a week.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's like amazing, right?
Right.
So I did an oral dose in the evening, and then the two doses during the day I did rectally. And I did it that way for about 2.5 months, and then I just decided to go all oral. Because by that time, I was so saturated that, like, if I smoked, I couldn't tell. I still can't tell, and I remain on probably about 1/3 of a gram a day. I don't think I have to be on that much. I just really like it.
What's not to like, right?
Truth be told, you will not sleep this well with anything else.
Yeah, sleep is one of the things.
Yeah, I think that's one of the superpowers of the plant because then your body can heal.
When did you know, honey, that it was working, that you were starting to turn it around? What was some of the signs that you got that you were headed in the right direction?
I guess I just continued to trust. I didn't really seek confirmation. I was just kind of...
When we spoke the other day, you talked about expelling tumors.
Ah, yes. We had some of that going on. So one of in the very beginning, when I first started the diagnostic process, when I came home that day, I really didn't feel good. And I had a fair amount of abdominal pain. And we have a frequency machine. So I got that out and I pulled up a frequency for pain and I used that to get through the pain. And I did pass two tumors that day. I'm going to say they were about 3 inches in length and maybe an inch and a half thickness. And then it was kind of ovalish, right? So I was grateful that that was through, but I didn't know how much more was to come. And I just tried to have my mind be at ease. Whatever it was, I'm just going to walk through it. And then about 2.5 months, almost at the 90-day mark, I passed another tumor. And that was a very interesting experience because I woke up that day and I came downstairs and I said to my husband, you know, I really don't feel good today. I feel like I'm going to throw up. And I took 2 steps towards the sink and threw up. And pardon the graphics here, but this is real. You know, our bodies are kind of a closed system for all practical purposes. And if you've ever had the flu and it comes out both ends, well, that's what my body did, but it helped expel the tumor out my vagina. And I was like, well, that's freaking miraculous. How cool is that? And then it was over. I wasn't ill the rest of the day and it was just done. So that was when I knew, okay, I think we got this licked now.
Wow.
But I stayed on the full gram because it was that close to the end, and I just kept going with a full gram probably for another 6 weeks.
How much oil did you take in total? Do you know, honey?
Let me think. Probably I'm on in my 50th gram.
I think. 50 grams, right. So just to be really clear to the listening audience, you did no chemo or radiation or surgery. Is that correct?
That's correct. You know, when I got my diagnosis, I looked in a book called Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom by a female doctor, Christine Northrup. And she's a New York Times bestseller. Mm-hmm. She's really known in her field. And I brought her name up at one of the doctor's appointments, and he didn't know her, so I knew I was done dealing with him.
Which is crazy, because if you're interested in health, Christine Northrup's name is quite popular.
Well, you should know her, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, when I came home and I looked in her book, when I figured out it was uterine that I was dealing with, and her book had 3 bullet points for if you're dealing with uterine whatever, mm-hmm. look in your emotional life at these areas. And they were 3 things, but only one jumped out at me. And that was relationships. And I knew that that was my issue. And my oldest son is estranged from the family. And I sat there just in shock, because what I was learning, what the universe was revealing to me, is that, in fact, those emotions that I thought I was dealing with, I was stuffing more than I knew. And I ended up, in my opinion, giving myself the cancer. And I remembered when I got into natural health, there was a saying that was going around. This is like 15 years ago. And it was, emotions buried alive never die. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, I thought that was cliche. And as I sat on the couch, I realized how real it is. And now I had to untangle that. But, you know, it's not so hard. It's really just about learning to love yourself and forgive yourself and love others and forgive others. And I have a mantra that I kind of came up with while I was going through this. It's pretty simple.
I know it.
I am happy. I am healthy. I love. I am loved. I forgive. I am forgiven. Very simple. If we all just live like that, all of our vibrations, we'll be in that new world we really want to live in.
I've told a lot of people about that mantra, and I do it myself constantly, and it's so empowering.
It's very empowering.
And I really like the way you're touching on the emotional component of cancer here, honey, because it is. There is an emotional component to cancer. And Ian, I think we've interviewed a few people that didn't truly overcome cancer until they dealt with the emotional component underneath that was going on as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's plenty of scientific evidence that we keep our emotions trapped within our body, and they can manifest themselves in very serious illnesses. And honey, you're a perfect example. Your relationship with your eldest son, I guess you probably thought about that over and over and over and over again, consciously or subconsciously, and it manifested itself as uterine cancer. Does that sound right to you?
Well, yeah, doesn't it make total sense? I mean, where mm-hmm. did he come from? He started in my uterus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? So, yeah, it was blatantly obvious to me. Now, is this his fault? No. It's on me. I still had to forgive him for his part. But the bigger forgiveness was for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, were you working to correct that estrangement?
It's up to the universe how that's all going to work out. I love them and I send them love and I'm good and I'm no longer in the pain I was in.
Yeah. Something good will happen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Something else I wanted to bring up is, as you grow and you trust the universe, you'll begin to see that it actually puts things in your path before you need them. And one example would be that book of Christine Northrup's. Mm-hmm. I had just gotten that maybe 3 or 4 weeks prior to when I needed it. And prior to my diagnosis, I had set up a retreat for some friends myself and friends, a healing retreat at my sister-in-law's cabin. And that was before I got the diagnosis. So the universe clearly was going to help me out. And one of the things we did at the retreat was we had a Reiki practitioner there. And if you're not familiar with Reiki, it is a Japanese form of alternative medicine called energy healing. And boy, did my energy need some healing.
Mm-hmm.
It was the most amazing experience. You know, we worked with sage, you know, those sage sticks, because that will move energy. So I learned that light and smoke, fire, will move energy. So we utilized that. I was also lakeside when they did a Reiki session with me. I was laying on the grass, so it was grounding. And by the lakeside, and she's working on me. Basically, what happens in that Reiki is she's channeling my higher self. She's just a tool. And so she's working on me, and I'm just instructed to let go of all that no longer serves me. And I don't know, we've been there for maybe 20 minutes-ish. And then a wind came up, and the wind came up, and we had white caps. And she said, "Let it all go, honey. The wind is here to take it." How beautiful is that, Ian?
Yeah.
So I let it go, and the wind helped me out.
Yeah, it's a wonderful story. It really speaks to the issue of people raising their vibration. I know some people don't even want to talk about that, but if you're thinking of negative thoughts continually, your life will manifest negative things. And if you think more positively, more positive things will happen to you, but they won't necessarily happen in the timeline you want or how you want it. It doesn't work that way. And I think you are just an amazing example of how attitude and cannabis can heal both an emotional and a physical ailment. And I think it's great. Fantastic.
Tanya, did you use diet at all as a part of your arsenal to battle this?
You know, there were a couple of occasions where that came to mind, and I visited with the universe about that. And I eat a pretty decent diet. I mean, this day and age, it's hard to do it perfect. That's for dang sure. So, you know, we are low on the gluten and we're organic and we eat well. So I never felt that that was it. When it would come up, I the universe would say, remember, it's emotional. So my job was to heal my emotions, to work with my energy. I came to learn through this that I am an empath. And I was never taught how to protect my energy. So I'm learning that, and I'm encouraging other empaths to learn how to protect their energy. And gosh, that's something we all should know. It's pretty important.
No doubt.
Honey, explain to some of our audience who may not know what you mean by you're an empath.
I am just wired where I feel, and I feel things deeply. I'm very caring. So, you know, you're going to feel great joy or great sorrow. And I was a hugger. And energy's interesting. It can glob onto you when you don't want it globbing onto you. I don't do that as much anymore. Universe, is this okay? Before I engage in a hug.
Yeah, so you're a hugger?
Yeah.
Now that you are cancer-free, did your original doctor or oncologist try and get you to take traditional medicines?
No. You know, Ian, as soon as I got the diagnosis, I knew my path. Mm-hmm. And I really like cell phones because you just go all the way down to that phone number and you go, block caller. Because boy, was my phone ringing, man. They wanted me in a next appointment. They wanted to schedule surgery. And there wasn't a cell in my body that said do surgery. Had I heard that that was my path, I would have, but didn't. In fact, my middle son was challenged with that. He called me and said, Mom, will you please consider having a hysterectomy, because that would have been the root. Mm-hmm. And I said, I want you to know that I hear you, but this is my journey, and I need to follow my heart. And there's nothing in my heart that says to remove it. And I asked him if he would honor that, and he did. So it was extremely fun to call him the day I got the news. And he's like, oh, Mom, I'm so excited. Ian, what I learned is, as I was going through this, my girlfriend's mom had been in town. And she had a daughter who also experienced uterine cancer 2 years ago. And she did what Western medicine wanted, and she had a full hysterectomy only to get cancer back 2 years later. And in a homeopathy book, they say that is what happens. Yeah. So I really feel that for me, when I got that information in the middle of my journey here, my treatment, I knew it was confirmation that I'd made the right choice.
Honey, what would you say was the most difficult part of the cannabis oil regime, if there was something that was particularly difficult?
I think there were a couple of days that it was hard because you knew you were high AF, right? You're trying to hold a conversation and it's just not coming together. That was kind of hard. But in lieu of life, I can endure that, right?
Yeah.
And then we just had to laugh at things like about supper time, I would like start two to three meals at the same time. My husband was like, serve something different than I told him we were having. That was hard. And there was one time towards the end where I kind of felt like I had a fever and I didn't feel very good. So my husband sat on the bed and we were discussing, you know, what do you think is going on? And we decided that there may be a tumor that maybe got cut off of the blood flow and there was some kind of infection. So then I used a product that we use that's very controversial. Oh, no. It's called MMS.
Oh, yeah. I tried that.
Yeah. Yep. So we are faithful users of that for 15 years. So it's one of the arsenals in the back pocket. Do not fear it. It is. It's a water purifier, and we are not meat suits. We're water.
Yeah, when I tried it, it didn't taste very, very good.
Yeah, it's...
An acquired taste, let's put it that way.
Well, how long ago did you try it?
Ooh, this would be probably 15 years ago.
Yeah, it's better now.
They have strawberry flavor now, Ian.
It's honey, better.
Was your husband as confident or solid in your resolve that this would work? Was he totally on board with you as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. We're blessed. We're like high school sweethearts. We got married at 19 and we had three sons in 20 years. We told people as just to prove that you can stay in love. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a really good supporter. He rolled out the red carpet for me for sure.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I know.
I won't ask you what your age is.
Why not? It's just a number, Ian.
How old are you, honey?
I'm 61.
Oh, fantastic. You should say youngin'. Corey, she's young.
Corey what?
I said, Corey, she's young.
She's young. Yes, she is young. I know, because we're elderly. You're particularly elderly.
Ooh, the abuse starts. Honey, what words of wisdom would you like to conclude our conversation with?
I guess to absolutely trust your higher power. To let go of what no longer serves you. And to be love.
Yeah, well said. It was great of you to share your story. We greatly appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Did I put my mantra in there?
You did.
Yeah, you did.
Good. I'm looking at my notes going, did I?
Thanks so much for this.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks, honey, so much.
Love to all.
Aw, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
As many of you are aware, Cannabis Health Radio, we rely on listeners for support. We have no advertising. And if you'd like to support us, there are two ways you can do that. Either a one-time donation for as little as $5 a month, or you can make a monthly donation. Just go to our website, cannabishealthradio.com, and a pop-up window will guide you through the process. And for those fabulous folks who have made donations, we're extremely grateful, and we would like to thank you for your kind support. And also, we are now posting our posting our podcasts on Rumble, and you can find Cannabis Health Radio there. And with that, we'll be back next week with another edition of Cannabis Health Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cannabis Health Radio. For more information and to search previous podcasts, visit our website, cannabishealthradio.com. Subscribe so you don't miss new episodes. And follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This podcast is made possible by donations from our listeners. If you found the information helpful, please consider making a donation in any amount through our website. You can also help us share our message by leaving a review on your podcast listening platform. We are very grateful for your support. Thank you.